You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Command that's brought in Parashat Shoftim, and it's that the command is brought that Tamim Tihyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. You have to be Tamim. What does Tamim means? Tamim could mean the Persian used it as Tamam.
Right.
Yeah, so Rashi HaKadosh explains that Tamim means, as a person they use, Bi'alayesh. Yeah, that's what the Tamim exactly means. So what does that mean? To be Tam means... You never ask question. That's what Tam means. So now, this mitzvah, as we see, it's not an easy mitzvah. It's a command that you have to accept things without any tshuva v'tshuva. People sometimes, they have a special expression about people. Say, I can never figure them out. You hear people say that? Uh-huh. Yeah, why do they say that?
Because it's so complicated and he's not unclear. So
he's not coming.
He's not acting the way that he wants him to act. So
that means he has a special ingredient in his system. It's called shredded glass. That you can never figure them out, or they describe them as there is a ball under half a ball. Right. So this is the expression that you get from people, or you describe a character as such that he can take you to the river. And he brings you back thirsty. So these are the expression as that contradicts with being Tam. Tam means simple. Sade lo. So here I have a command that you have to be Tamim im Hashem Elokechem. So one way to understand this command is, as it says, Tamim Tihyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. So you have to be Tam. Bi'ala Yesh. Rabbeinu Hashem Ba'ashem Tom HaKadosh, the Chodom Maren Aleinu, that I've experienced, you read the Pasuk in a different insight. You have to put a comma. Tamim, you put a comma there. Tamim, if you become tam, that means bi'alayesh, simple, you don't ask question. You accept it the way it is. Then you're going to be im Hashem Elokecha. When you tam, then you join the Hashem. You connect to Hashem. Yeah. As we see, the way Tata Moshe describes the quality of Yaakov and Avinu Alav Shalom, says Yaakov, Ish Tam, Hashem Elokecha. So what does that mean?
That it is Tam
and
attached to Hashem.
According to
Yaakov Avinu, he was Tam, right? Hashem allowed his father-in-law to cheat him so many times.
Ah, so we'll see. Sitam, actually, you bring the mem to the beginning. What do you get? What do you get?
Met.
Sitam, it's the same with yours as? Somebody that is not alive. So what is the connection? The connection here is that the same way that somebody that is not alive, how does he feel about circumstances? How does he feel? How does he feel? You see a not alive person complain? You see a not alive person get angry? Do you see a not alive person scream? Why? Because he's not alive. So here, Tom, that means somebody that is simple, he has to have this quality. That means to know you're Tom or not, you have to act like a not like not alive person. So now when you act as an alive person, so that means you're not Tom. Another example. You like swimming?
Yes.
In the ocean. Why people need to swim?
So
they will not drown. Right. So let's say somebody that is not alive, you put him in the water, what happens?
He drowns. No, he stays on the ground.
He stays on top.
It floats.
Yes.
How could it be? A live person, he needs to swim to not drown. But a dead person, he doesn't need to swim because he floats. Isn't that something?
He doesn't care.
You follow?
Yes.
So now here, that's the whole point here. As a sake of discussion, so that means when you like feel that I can't do it, I don't know what to do, I show you. When you feel like as a alive person, so you struggle, you have to swim. But when you say, you know what, this is what Hashem wants, this is what I have to go through, this is how I can grow through it, that means I act as a dead person to the circumstances. Then what happens? I'm going to float. You know what it is? So that means when you accept that this is what Hashem wants, and He only wants me to grow through it, nothing happens to you. So that's what the Torah says, Tamim Tihye. When you don't get into now the details, you know, why, how come, why Hashem is doing it to me, you know, that means you don't trust Hashem. You don't trust Hashem. So that's why you go through it, you know, you try to fight it. So then Hashem says, you don't trust me? You don't trust me? So then you lose the opportunity to float. And you lose the opportunity to become attached to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why this command, it's a very, very challenging command. It's a very hard, very hard task that Yehudi can attain. And it happens in every moment of our life. Every moment. Every moment, you know, something that we have to deal with, you have to challenge with. Kalanjar is a kalanjar constantly. Every moment of life. He did this, he did that, you know, he acted like this, he told me this, he didn't come, he came late, you know, he is, how come he didn't come, you know, the dinner is not ready, you know, how come it tastes like this? Every moment you have this challenge. But here, the opportunity here is if you learn to be Tam, be alayesh, sadeh, quiet, accepted with such a joy, then you join Hashem. Tamim tihye im Hashem elokecha. When you tamim, when you acceptance about the circumstances, so then you join the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then when you join the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that means there is no problem exists. Because the same way that Hashem doesn't have any problem, when you join Him, so that means you become Problem less, worry less, headache less.
Amen.
Nothing. Happened to be a very interesting story about someone that used to give people money, you know, as a loan to lend people money. So somebody that loaned money from him, he brought the money back. He was very busy, he was learning, so he had to rush out. So he had his chumash in front of him. So he put the money right where it says, lo tignob, should not steal. In case, if Ganav came and searched things, he sees, he says here, lo tignob, should not steal. So he put it away. So about sometimes later, he came to take the money out. He doesn't see it, where to put it, lo tignob. And then he flips through the chumash, and all of a sudden he finds it where it says, v'aftar l'racha kamocha. Because the thief came, put some of the money, he took some of it for himself, and he put the rest where it says, you have to love your fellow Jew just like yourself. Here, the point of the matter here is that Chas v'Shalom, we do trust Hashem, no? We do? When things are going well. Yeah, when things are going well, we do trust Hashem. But when, if we feel things are not going well, then we create doubts. Create doubts. Of course, yeah, what do you expect? I'm a human being, I'm worried, I'm shaking, I don't know what to do. But here, that's the challenge. That at that moment, you have to remind yourself, Hashem can take care of it. He's going to take care of it. And when you create such a belief in your system, Ribono Sholam becomes very, very pleased to you. That's the expectation that we all have. The kids come to you and ask you something. You say, Abba, buy me this. I say, no, wait, I'll buy you. No, but not now. So now, there's a two different reaction. You have one, start crying, screaming, go to his room, right? Or have another reaction that he says, okay, Abba, fine, whatever you decide. And then he goes and bring you some lemonade, some tea, some coffee. Which one you have such a pleasure, such a enjoyment from? The one that, start crying and is screaming and getting angry, or the one says, okay, Abba, and then he goes, bring you something to drink. Which one gives you a greater joy? Which one?
Second.
Huh? Which one?
The one who gives you the coffee and the tea.
There's no greater pleasure when you see that you trusted by somebody, trusted by your kid. It gives you such a joy. And the same aspect, Avinu Shebashamayim, Ribono Shel Olam, when he sees that we trust him and we feel in a good hand, he's not going to put us down. He's not going to put us down. It's hard, but that's what Hashem wants to see. That's what we expect from their kids. Your wife comes and tells you, I want to buy a new car. What do you say?
Next year.
Has a shalom. You say, which one? Which one would you like? But if you say, okay, you know, we'll think about it. So, and she says, okay, you know what the kind of joy it gives you? But you have to say, Sheikhyanu Rimanu Yanu Lazman Azeh. Yeah. But that's how it works. That's how we have to create the belief and trust to Ribbono Shel Olam. Especially, we're going through the month, Anira Dodi Dodili. The more we come toward the Dodi, then the Dodi comes toward us. And we have to work on it. Very, very, very hard. Very hard. We have to trust Ribbono Shel Olam and accept his verdict, and we make him happy and joyous, and Bezat Hashem, we see lots and lots of Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem, B'shana, to come, Bezat Hashem, and lots of Semachot, the Kol Am Yisrael, Bekarov, Amen, Kirat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.